Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive. I need to walk on.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll find there lots of things there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what you got going on, regardless of where you are in the time continuum of business ownership, whether you're a startup or growing a business or trying to get rid of one. We've got something you can read or watch or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Zach Hoffman, who's the CEO of Exults, E-X-U-L-T-S, Exults.com, which is an internet marketing firm helping small businesses just like yours put their best foot forward online, especially in the area of social media. Zach, thanks again for hanging out with us. If you were putting together a social media strategy, let's say that someone called you and said, Zach, we believe that the future is going to need to include, our future is going to need to include a social media strategy. Where do we start? What would you tell them?
Well, we start by looking at the business, what you know the initial goals are, to how to engage your audience, whether it's going to be by providing them industry news or specific offers to your brand, deals, discounts, which is what the audience, when surveyed, audiences are primarily saying that's what they're looking to get from.
Say that list again.
Deals and discounts and offers are very substantial in engaging.
I would have thought social media would have been a little more low key, I don't know. Of course, I guess we are talking. We do need to differentiate between social media ads and social media activity, don't we?
Yes. And when
Media activity, community activity is more low key, whereas the ads can be call to action, right?
Correct. And there's two major aspects to your Facebook presence. One, there'll be your Facebook wall for your business, which shouldn't cost you a dime. That you should be able to produce. There might be some charges in setting it up, setting up the creative, and building a look and feel for your business. But that would be really the only investment there in creating the actual Facebook wall itself. The second part becomes the ads, the advertising itself. So when you're talking about ads on Facebook, you can do one of two things with the advertising. You can either drive the traffic directly to your Facebook wall or drive the traffic directly to what you call a landing page or your website. We highly suggest when clients are using Facebook paid advertising that they use it primarily to drive traffic to their Facebook wall, to build up that like community, to build up the actual on-site wall. Because when people are taken off of Facebook, they begin to kind of, we've seen what you call a high bounce rate. Somebody will actually go to a page and then they'll leave almost immediately. And it'll happen very often if you're just driving traffic directly from Facebook to a website itself. Whereas if you're taking
You think most people, when they click on a Facebook ad, they expect to stay in the environment, stay inside of Facebook?
Correct. I agree. Yeah, definitely expecting to stay within the boundaries of Facebook.
Right.
And you have to remember that is one of Facebook's major initiatives is to keep people within that Facebook world. And if the organization itself is aiming to keep people trusting within those walls, you know, if you want to play the Facebook game, you should abide by their rules and play within their environment.
Right. Which comes back to what you said earlier about MySpace. You know, I've been telling people for a long time, Zach, for almost 4 years, not to put all your eggs in anybody's social media basket. Because, as you know, Facebook changes the rules all the time. What if they change the rules 6 months from now when you've made a big commitment, and or maybe a singular commitment, and they change the rules and it either doesn't work for you or you don't like it or your customers don't like it? You have to be careful when you're using other people's platforms and you make too much of a commitment there. What do you think?
I definitely agree. And we've definitely even seen Facebook shut down walls based on their own parameters. They have very strict guidelines that they don't really enforce very effective. They don't enforce them very effectively or very often, but a lot of them do say, you know, you can't be providing certain offers, certain types of discounts, but 95% of the businesses on there use it to voice what the consumer is actually looking for. But they have been notorious to go out there and shut down even some of the largest companies in America, some of the walls that they're running, because they have crossed the lines with the quote-unquote Facebook rules.
What would be a reasonable budget, a minimal budget that you would say a small business would need to mount a Facebook strategy, a reasonable Facebook strategy? What would they need, $500 a month, $1,000 a month?
It depends on if they're having an outside agency doing it. If they're doing it on their own, maybe allocate, like you're saying, about $500 to $1,000 a month of direct cost budget and see what happens from it. And if you are going to take that route, definitely recommend strategically at least trying to reach some milestones with your Facebook likes. Do not go out there and artificially inflate your Facebook likes by buying into, you'll see offers on the internet where they'll say, I'll sell you 1,000 likes for $100. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. You don't want to
dilute your Facebook. And this is where people need someone like you to hold their hand a little bit, right?
Definitely. Because when you get on
Exults.com, EXULTS.com. Zach Hoffman is our guest. He'll be back another day. Zach, will you come back another day and teach us some more?
Yes.
We'd love to have you back. Thanks for being here. Zach Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.